This had to do with transistors, and the transistors had difficulties with the surface properties, and we knew that silicon had a very well characterized oxide on top of silicon, but germanium did not really have that, except there was a monoxide that was interesting, which had a dark color and had many of the characteristics of the silicon dioxide. It was stable, and thin layers could be made. And I treated the transistors electrolytically to provide a layer of monoxide, thinking that this might be similar to silicon dioxide in the stability and way they protected the surface, made electrical characteristics more stable. And as it turned out, the transistors that I tried became very good from this. The alpha became stable and very high, the transconductor became stable and very high, and it looked very good. The difficulty was that it was made on finished transistors, and therefore the conditions were not very well controlled. And I was never able to make this very reproducible and very repeatable. And gradually I had to give up on this because I couldn't control conditions enough.